other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in the fourth hour today, we will go live at PrisonPlanet.tv in the new studio. If you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, just go to the main page. There's a big fat link to watch the live show. I'm going to get Paul Watson and Kurt Nimmo to go ahead and add links to that page where people can enter their username and passcode and watch it, because even my wife was having some trouble finding it the other day. I mean, it's not that hard to find, but you got to look around for it, so I want to make that more prominent. And coming up in the next few weeks, we're going to be doing 2, 3, 4, 5 hours going into overdrive here live with Tex Mars and Jim Mars coming in this week in studio, and a lot of other folks in studio here with us as well. But for the next hour, I'm always honored to be joined by Wayne Madsen. Did work for the NSA and other agencies. A lot of times when you're watching C-SPAN and there's a national security hearing, you'll see Wayne Madsen there reporting in the background. And there's a whole host of things that have developed since I had him on a few months ago. We'll see where the D.C. Madam murder case left off. Clearly a murder. He was working with her and exposing things that were happening, and she had been worried about being killed. We'll look at George Bush and his drunkenness. We'll look at what really happened with India and Pakistan. He's had a bunch of other reports dealing with the whole police state unfolding. Wayne Madsen, in this short segment, tell us what's coming up in the interview. What's most important on your front burner right now over at thewaynemadsenreport.com?
Well, we've got these revelations from a Justice Department whistleblower named Thomas Tam, who was whose house was invaded by the FBI last year. He wasn't home, but they interrogated his wife and his kids. It's very reminiscent of how the FBI treated the Fort Detrick scientist, Bruce Ivins. But Tam is the guy who leaked the story to the New York Times about the illegal NSA wiretapping. We now know the classified code name, which was only known to a handful of people in the Bush administration. It was called Stellar Wind. And now we've got the Newsweek article with a lot of details out on that. So that's a major, development, because this was an illegal surveillance program, and this was the subject of what John Ashcroft in his hospital room refused to sign off on it. So that's a major development.
Let's get back into the Ivins case as well. I mean, that even mainstream media was saying it looked like a setup or some type of cover-up. Let's start there and then go into break first. Looking at the anthrax, the whole anthrax story of the White House on Cipro September 10th and their enemies being mailed it and claiming Muslims did it, but then it did come from Fort Detrick, and they tried to frame two or three people, Hatfield and another guy before him, reminiscent of Richard Jewell.
Oh, it's very, yeah, I mean, the whole thing, they try to paint Ivins as some sort of a, you know, a lunatic, when in fact he was the guy who seemed like he was on to, you know, the case more so than the FBI was. And they try to say he was some sort of anti-abortionist, and that was his motivation. Then we find out he was a donor to Planned Parenthood. He voted for Democrats. So he's anything but what the FBI spinmeisters try to paint him as. And I'd say his the whole situation with Ivins is very very strange. And I don't buy for 1 minute what the FBI had to say about him. And
why so desperate to set up a patsy?
Well, I think obviously the FBI has a long history of that type of thing. As you mentioned, Richard Jewell. We could go back to Lee Harvey Oswald. We want to talk about patsies, and this is just what the FBI seems to do best. Because I don't think of the FBI as a law enforcement agency. I think they're more of a political enforcement agency.
They're more of a Praetorian guard.
Yeah, but like the Gestapo and the KGB and the Stasi in East Germany, that's basically where, you know, they crack a couple of cases, but their primary reason for existence, I believe, is political suppression and political payback.
That is at the upper echelons and in those different divisions. They certainly have other divisions that deal with money laundering and things like that, but certainly they've also been going after a lot of Democratic governors. Stay there. We'll be right back with our guest.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of a new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Wayne Madsen's a prominent member of Investigative Reporters and Editors. He's also a member of the Association for Intelligence Officers, member of the National Press Club and the Society of Professional Journalists. And he's worked for the NSA and other clandestine government agencies. I want to talk some today with him about reports I'm seeing that now two-thirds of intelligence gathering, I've seen this in the New York Times and a few other places, is being done by private contractors and how they can much more easily cover up illegal activities. He's also been reporting on classified National Security Agency intelligence electronic surveillance program codenamed Revealed, thanks to the Justice Department whistleblower. It's now known as Stellar Wind. And the fact that it's come out that they're not just listening to U.S. citizens, they're listening to people's phone sex, and everybody gathers around and has a big joke. And, of course, they wouldn't put that on the news unless they wanted you to know. They're listening to you to have a chilling effect. So Bush lying a few years ago and saying, we don't listen to anybody without warrants. And then, well, we only listen to bin Laden, and then we only listen to Al-Qaeda, and then we only listen to basically everybody. And so we'll get into the latest on the NSA, which doesn't appear to be cutting back. It looks like it's going to expand under Mr. Obama. Mr. Gates is staying on with him. But let's continue with the case of Ivins, Carnaby, the case of course, Deborah Jean Palfrey, because you even flew to Houston to work on the Carnaby case. Let's look back at some of the past reports you've done on people being set up, people being killed, people being murdered, and why was Carnaby executed by the police?
Well, it's quite clear that Carnaby had access to, or had in his possession, information. Now, we know that the police, their primary, one of their primary goals in after they shot and killed Carnaby was to obtain his laptop computer. Now, it's quite apparent there was something on that laptop that was of great interest to the Houston police and possibly to a foreign intelligence service, which Carnaby really had his sights on. I was very concerned about the security of the port of Houston. And what he normally would do is he had the ability to download still photos and also videotapes from cameras positioned around the port of Houston. He'd download them over his BlackBerry, and then he would store them on his laptop computer. So there was obviously something, whether it was the photos or some information, that somebody wanted to get their hands on, and obviously they did. There was also a broken chain of custody, I should say. The Houston Police Department had that laptop for a certain amount of time. Then they gave it to the Secret Service, and then the Secret Service apparently gave it back to the Houston Police Department. So here we had a broken chain of custody on something critically important.
Getting back into Deborah Jean Palfrey, I mean, clearly murdered, telling myself, you, a lot of other people, that if I am killed, it's not suicide. Her condo manager saying that she told them, I'm going to be back in a few days, the rest of my stuff. I think people are following me. If anything happens to me, I've been murdered. I mean, and then she goes to her mother's shed with her ill mother and kills herself by her mother. I mean, that's not her M.O., not her style. And they have some weird crime reporter pop up and say, oh, she told me she was going to kill herself with no record of that. And then we looked at the handwriting, and, I mean, just on its face, nothing matched.
Well, we had another suspicious death just a few weeks ago here in Washington, the Washington area. A girl named Wantissa Hill, who was the second-class yeoman in the U.S. Navy, was the yeoman for the Chief of Naval Operations, was found brutally murdered, and the police are calling it murder, a very violent murder in her apartment in Alexandria, Virginia. Now, why is that important? Because in April, right before she committed suicide, quote-unquote, Jean Palfrey submitted a letter, a filing to the court here in Washington, D.C., which named several people as clients. And among those was an individual named Ron Roughhead. Ron Roughhead's brother is Admiral Gary Roughhead, who was the Chief of Naval Operations, who Wantissa Hill was working for.
No.
Wantissa Hill would have had access to all of Admiral Roughhead, the Chief of Naval Operations, personal correspondence, including, we also had recently, all of the Navy dropped all charges and allowed Rebecca Dickinson, who was one of Palfrey's employees. She had a job at the U.S. Naval Academy. She was named in April as one of the clients of Jean Palfrey, but she was allowed to retire as a lieutenant commander with full benefits and no legal action taken against her by
now, the for USA. Those that don't live around Maryland, I see these reports all the time. The head of the state police caught running the hookers into the government offices, murders of hookers, murders of investigators, murders of police. I mean, I guess the hookers supplying the elite is really a big business, and it looks like what the police are the delivery boys. I mean, give folks some of the rundown of what's happening there.
Well, we just had Mitchell Wade, who was the head of a defense contractor, MZM. He did a deal with the government. He just got 30 months, and he's going to be allowed to keep most of the money he made as a result of bribing former congressman and now jail congressman Randy Duke Cunningham. But Mitchell Wade was involved in all this business activity with the poker parties at the Watergate that involved former CIA director Porter Goss, Cunningham, where Shirlington Limousine would traffic around these prostitutes, these escorts, and it's quite clear that these escorts included escorts working for Pamela Martin and Associates, Jean Palfrey's company. And so we have a lot of things coming together here. Rebecca Dickinson being allowed to retire, Wade being, basically getting a 30-month jail sentence, but probably at a club then, and able to keep most of his ill-gotten gain. It looks like the fix is in. Admiral Roughhead's yeoman being violently killed, what did she have access to as far as any deal made between the CNO's office and allowing Dickinson to retire. As you mentioned, Ed Norris, who was the superintendent of the Maryland State Police, was indicted by the U.S. Attorney of Maryland. Incidentally, he was one of the first U.S. attorneys fired after George W. Bush's reelection. We have a connection right into the office of then Republican Governor of Maryland, Bob Ehrlich. And this is what the U.S. attorney was focused on. Now, why is it that Stellar Wind, I mean, NSA is in Maryland. It's a stone's throw away from the governor's mansion in Annapolis and from Baltimore. Why is it that Stellar Wind wasn't used to indict Bob Ehrlich, the Republican governor, but it seems to have been used to go after New York Governor Elliot Spitzer for something very similar, as we know, and also Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich.
Yeah, let's stop right there, and Wayne Madsen, and talk about the way the NSA snooping system is being used. Now, I'm no defender of the Illinois governor. He has the National Guard out doing gun sweeps door to door. You can't make this up. We can play his press conference. Obviously a corrupt guy, but that's par for the course in Illinois and Chicago. You know, famous for that. I'm not defending it. I'm a nonpartisan here, and folks, you know, I'm more of a Ron Paul type, conservative or libertarian. But absolutely, you have him coming out saying the state's going to break off business with Bank of America, and then one day later this happens. We have Spitzer going after the big brokerage firms engaging in scams before this huge scandal even breaks. They go after him, and the FBI, is basically surveilling all of these governors and knows the minute they do something wrong, and then hammers them. When you get other governors that can basically get away with bloody murder, Republican or Democrat, as long as they play ball. So who exactly is the NSA and the FBI that's being fed the info without warrants? And then once they find something, they go and get a warrant. How is this being used? And politically, who and why are they going after folks?
Well, I can give you a personal example of it. I wrote that New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, who was trying to negotiate with North Korea to avoid a potential war with them over their nuclear program, Governor Bill Richardson was calling quite frequently and receiving calls from then Secretary of State Colin Powell. Now, I found out that Richardson was being targeted by this illegal NSA wiretapping program. Now, Richardson read that article, and his chief of staff called me and said, he knew it, you're the first one to report on it. I said, well, I mean, it's not just Richardson, I'm afraid, but this is the name that was given to me. And then I actually met Governor Richardson during the campaign, and he said, he just put his finger in my chest and said, you were right about that. And so again, here's a Democratic governor, Bill Richardson. Obviously, the neocons did not want him to be involved in this back channel negotiation with North Korea, but it was sanctioned by Secretary of State Powell at the time. But now we know that John Bolton, who was working for Powell at the State Department, who was opposed to any peace deal with North Korea, was the guy who was basically involved in not only eavesdropping or involved in ordering NSA to eavesdrop on Richardson, but also eavesdropping on his boss, Colin Powell. This is political misuse of NSA systems. No court order. A violation of the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution. It's a violation. It's a violation of the wiretap provisions. And the mere fact that Obama is, I understand, entertaining keeping General Hayden as the director of CIO of the CIA. Remember that General Hayden was the director of NSA when this illegal wiretapping was going on. The mere fact that Obama is thinking about keeping Hayden as CIA director, a guy who could be criminally charged, tells me that. And as far as that's concerned, there's not much change in the Obama administration. If he keeps a guy who was involved in a criminal activity as CIA director, that says that Obama is aiding and abetting in a criminal act, and he's subject to impeachment himself.
That's right. The corrupt party just continues to roll on, and it's a system of fear where everybody's spying on everybody. Talk about a Nixon enemies list. And we know Bill Clinton had one. We know Bush had one, both Bushes. But this is an enemies list on steroids. And this is how the private brokerage firms and banks in control of the government are able to terrorize the rest of the government, the media, and everybody else into going along with them, because the system itself knows they're being surveilled.
The headlines are clear.
The worldwide economic collapse is here.
The military is being positioned for martial law.
The mark of the beast is at hand.
Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system.
Having a long-term food solution is your only hope
to stay free.
Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds.
For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance.
That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds
for a penny per seed.
15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis.
Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Phase 1 of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
If you have a question about clandestine surveillance, the police state, government corruption at the highest levels, where they're spying on each other and blackmailing each other, Wayne Madsen is the guy to talk to, formerly with the National Security Agency. 1-800-259-9231. We will be opening the phones coming up in the next segment. Didn't get to your calls in the first hour, but new callers are welcome to call in at 1-800-259-9231. Next hour, I'm going to cover a bunch of news that we haven't even gotten into yet on a host of issues, like the federal government and a whole bunch of other medical doctors saying we should just put the whole public on psychotropics and, quote, other brain-boosting drugs like Ritalin. I mean, the pharmaceutical companies are just openly becoming drug dealers to the entire population, so we'll talk about that as well. Wayne, it came out, as you know, that the NSA has whole floors at every major telecommunications company or whole sectors, and now their own whistleblowers are saying, oh, yeah, we sit around listening to people having phone sex and you know, making recordings of it and laughing at it. And this is all just being thrown in our face, and then nobody goes to jail. Nobody gets in trouble. I mean, where is this going?
Well, I'll tell you. I mean, and it looks like this this program has been around before 9/11. We had the former chairman of Quest, the phone company, Richard Naccio, state that in February 2001, right after Bush came to office, the NSA wanted him to participate in warrantless wiretapping, and he said that's illegal. And of course, he refused. He was the only head of a phone company to refuse. Of course, AT&T and the others on Verizon all complied. But Naccio then found himself the subject of a criminal investigation for insider trading.
But the Telecommunications Act of the Telecommunications Act, as you know, of '96 ordered the phone companies to put the snooping hubs in. They just told them, "Don't worry, we're not going to use it."
Right. That was the CALEA Act. It was the Communications Assistance to Law Enforcement Act. And of course, we were all told in the privacy community at the time that, no, this would only, this would be a court order would be required. Well, we know that that was nothing more than a bunch of, you know, hokum. And, but, you know, we now know that the Bush administration wanted these powers to listen to phone sex, as you said, and you know, all this other type of thing, you know. And I say, as I say with the fishing expedition, this was always the problem, fishing expeditions. You know, if you listen to somebody long enough, you're probably got to get them on something. And, you know, where do you draw? I asked one veteran Democrat, former senator, I said, now where do you draw the line between hardball politics, Chicago, Illinois style, and corruption, like we see with, you know, in the Blagojevich case? And he said, there is no line. So, if you're a good prosecutor, we all know a prosecutor can, you know, a good prosecutor can indict a ham sandwich, as they say. These fishing expeditions can result in indictments for anyone just because if they're opposed to the administration at the time.
Enemies list. I mean, this goes far beyond that. From your research, who is really in control of the NSA? I guess it's all the same people that were put in by Bush, and Obama is going along with all of it because I guess they've got all the Chicago dirt on him, and he will play ball.
Well, if they've got anything on him, obviously that could be used to blackmail him, and I think that's the, you know, the fear is, you know, why would he want to keep General Hayden around, who was the longest-serving NSA director, 7 years at the NSA, then deputy director of national intelligence under Mr. Death Squad, John Negroponte, and now he's over at the CIA. I mean, this guy has a charmed existence. He apparently, even Hayden, even had it out with Robert Gates. Gates apparently didn't like the fact that he was wearing an Air Force uniform and forced him to retire from the Air Force over there. So
I know it's ridiculous. That little, that soft little monkey loves to get up at the NSA and the CIA in a general's outfit. I mean, talk about police state. I mean, they're just throwing it in our face. And now I'll be watching FEMA on C-SPAN, and half the guys in attendance and the deputy director are in their former military uniforms. I mean, they're really, really showing us we're under a military dictatorship.
Oh, it's amazing. I remember when Jimmy Carter became president, one of the things he did is he limited uniforms in Washington to one day a week in public. He said the rest of the time he didn't want people to come to the nation's capital and see a lot of people in uniform. He thought that gave the wrong impression. And Carter was, you know, I mean, he was ex-Navy himself, a submarine commander, but he thought that was a bad signal to send. And of course, when Reagan got in there, we all, you know, everyone went back into uniform.
Well, it's because in third world countries, everybody's in a uniform, and it's the same thing here now, where FEMA's a bunch of guys in uniform, and the military's working with the police. I want to get your breakdown on the 20,000 combat troops, what Gates is going to do, saying they're to suppress the American people. That's not even being debated now. Marines outrunning checkpoints for DWI now on the nation's highways. What are they planning from the inside scoop with your ear to the ground there in D.C.?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Drought, crop failure, economic collapse, famine. Is this in America's future? Sadly, this is part of America's not-so-distant past. During the Great Depression, half of the American people grew much of their own food, but over 18 million people suffered from starvation. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans grow their own food. Plan for your family's future and don't leave anything to chance. Go to GetSeeds.net and give the gift of life this Christmas and help ensure that if history repeats itself, you and your loved ones will be prepared for crisis. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, all-natural, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Go to GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 and get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Right now, the world is a scary place. It's only a matter of time until we are struck again, but this time with biological and chemical attacks. The thought is scary, but it's important to hope for the best and prepare for the worst. The First Line Defense Kit allows you to do just that. The First Line of Defense Kit includes NutriImmune and NutriDefense, providing top biological host defenses against pathogen entry, and provides immune NK killer cell boosting. Also included, the NanoMask Nanoparticular Antiviral Masks with replacement filters, providing supreme viral protection from airborne pathogens. And the First Line of Defense Wipes allows non-toxic viral and bacterial pathogen killing power on all surfaces. The First Line Defense Kit is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Wayne Madsen, WayneMadsenReport.com. Instead of myself just throwing out questions here before we go to calls, any other key news stories or issues that you want to cover after you answer the question about the full militarization of police, merging them with the military, Marines all over the country, we've confirmed, running checkpoints at DWI, the Army to be on the streets of America, all of this unfolding. So let's get into that and then the subject of two-thirds of the illegal intelligence gathering here in the U.S., they're now reporting being done by private contractors with no oversight.
Well, I kind of saw this coming up several years back, right after 9/11. I noticed something very rare here in Washington, the presence of military people in uniform, but not just any uniform, combat uniforms. These were, you know, Army and these BDUs, you know, for jungle. With the jungle design, the desert design, the, you know, the different urban design, Air Force officers wearing their flight suits. I mean, I can guarantee you they didn't have their jet fighters parked in the Pentagon parking lot. There was this massive show of force that you see them on the metro, on the subway here. You saw them on buses walking around town, and I found out that was a psyop to let people know, we're in a state of war. Well, these were the neocons putting that out, people like Wolfowitz and Rumsfeld and Fife and that bunch over at the Pentagon at the time. And then something I noticed that was very, very unusual, and it certainly wasn't even the case during the Reagan administration, foreign military officers wearing their uniforms. And you saw everything, Colombian, Polish, Ukrainian, every kind of uniform in the world, but they never in the past were authorized.
And it's all part, now they admit, as you said, it's to acclimate. I remember a story 3 years ago in the BBC, if memory serves, but I know it was in the British press, that they were ordered by Blair to start wearing their uniforms and to be visible. So this is clearly, now they admit, the Army troops and National Guard at the Kentucky Derby and at bowling championships and at boxing championships and at the Super Bowl and then high school games and college games and Alabama Defense Forces and other state guards searching three-year-old children's purses. We have photos and video of that, all training us to live under military rule. And now they admit what we predicted. Oh, we're going to live under a military system now, and we're going to put 20,000 to start with. It was 5,000 a few months ago. Now it's 20,000. Troops on the streets of America. What are you hearing on the inside track there in D.C.? What are you hearing with your ear to the ground of what this is really for?
Well, I mean, we know that FEMA has been chomping at the bit to, see some event take place where they could roll out all their fancy hardware and personnel. I think it's seriously what I've heard and from people in Congress. We've heard that term martial law used quite a bit. What's going on in Greece right now is much more than what the corporate media is saying. It's protests over the police shooting a teenage boy.
It's over people not being able to get their money out of the banks. It's over the economy being dead.
Right. This is a full-scale insurrection in an European Union country. Remember, Greece is the cradle of democracy, and that insurrection is sweeping the country, and the government stepped down. And we saw this already happen in Thailand. That had a lot to do with the economy there. We've seen riots break out, sympathy riots in Europe for Greece break out in France, Spain, Denmark, Germany, and other countries. I think this is what they're concerned about, because if they devalue the dollar, as there's some talk, can you imagine the march on the Federal Reserve Building here in Washington? I just pinpointed where the chairman's office is. It's right on Constitution Avenue. It's the office to the left of the main entryway. So, if I were Mr. Bernanke, I see what's going on in Greece, Europe, and other countries, I'd be casting a wary eye to Constitution Avenue these days.
Well, absolutely. A lot of trends forecasters like Gerald Celente and others are saying that they believe that this is basically orchestrated, as we've seen the IMF and World Bank in their own documents brag that they cut off liquidity, implode economies. When they engineer the crisis, they've imposed as the savior and then get the nations to accept basically nationalization of everything, which is then handed over to a select group of offshore banks. And we've now seen hundreds of news articles, including the Financial Times of London last Tuesday, saying, yes, it's a new world order. It's world government. You're going to buy your carbon credits from the banks. You're going to pay your taxes to the banks. Everything is going to be owned by these private banks, and the military is going to enforce it. I mean, they're openly admitting we've had a coup. And so whether you love Obama or hate him, it's all a distraction, because the point is he's keeping all the same people, whether he's a good guy or a bad guy, I mean, being neutral on it. Clearly, he knows they're still in control, so he's leaving the same apparatus in there, and they're just continuing on down the road.
Well, it's like this hedge fund guy, Bernie Madoff, up in New York, $50 billion Ponzi scheme, and they're trying, first of all, the SEC did not investigate him, even though they received several tips that this guy was a criminal. They decided to look the other way. Well, the SEC chairman is former California Republican Congressman Christopher Cox, and he has been lambasted by many members of Congress as being an ineffective SEC chairman. Well, now we know why. He was aiding and abetting in all these criminal schemes, and I think it defies logic what they're saying, that Madoff pulled this $50 billion coup. He He obviously had accomplices, and I'd like to, you know, I'd like to see the FBI rather than Shake Tech or Tom Tam for releasing the illegal wiretap information. Why don't they start shaking down people like Madoff's buddies and Chris Cox over at the SEC?
So where do you see it going in the future? And then finish the question after you talk about where you see this going in the future, where your colleagues see this going in the future, with what exactly the two-thirds of the intelligence being gathered by private groups, what they're up to, and how there could ever be any oversight of that.
Well, this is, you know, Hayden was the guy who really promoted this outsourcing at NSA. He had a couple of programs that were got into cost overruns, were complete failures, but they were basically outsourcing programs. They were called Trailblazer and Groundbreaker. Just a big waste of money, but it did enrich his friends in companies like SAIC and one particular company, Khaki. That's the company that was involved. You know, they were the ones who sued Randy Rhodes because she said, you know, these guys were involved in the torture in Iraq, and they sued her. She won that suit. That was a frivolous lawsuit. It was a slap suit just to try to silence her. But anyway, Khaki had some interesting ties to the Israeli government. Now, the idea that a company like that could have its fingers inside the NSA, which is the Fort Knox of intelligence, they have all the intercepts, for example, is just mind-boggling, and it's very, very worrisome. But we do know that Blackwater has a subsidiary, Total Information Systems, which is pushing this concept of privatized intelligence gathering, and they have a lot of people who like that idea. One in particular is the former Republican chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Peter Hoekstra from Michigan, who really championed this cause of private intelligence gathering. Now, since the Democrats took over the House, we don't hear much about that anymore, but don't worry, Hoekstra is now apparently going to run for governor of Michigan. He may have his eyes set on higher office. So, you know, here's a guy to keep a very close eye on. He promoted this privatization of intelligence. Of course, when you privatize it, you know, Congress loses effective control over it, and so do the IGs and so do the auditors.
Wayne, let's go to some phone calls now and see what the callers want to bring up. Let's talk to Tom in Illinois. Tom, you're on the air with Wayne Madsen. Yeah, you're on the air, Tom, if you'd like to talk. Okay, let's let him go. Let's talk to Leo in Mass. Leo, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. with all the economic indicators we're getting now, I think our main failing is, as in that old movie, we have here a failure to communicate. And so I would like to see us get together like a simple little 10-point plan geared to people in the different living conditions, i.e. city, suburb, country, where we can individually, in our own little way, stop these suckers. And I've yet to see that. I would like to see, you know, a bunch of you guys, Colonel Roberts and others, get together a plan and publicize it and have it up in the water coolers. That will stop these guys cold, really.
Well, you know, I've tried to get together everything I can. I'm doing about as much as I can. I put out all sorts of plans and ideas and issues. How about we restore the Bill of Rights and Constitution? How about we bring the foreign owners of the Federal Reserve and the Bank of England to justice for engineering the derivative scam, the giant Ponzi scheme that they have set up in mass? How about we stop the warrantless wiretapping? And people say, oh, well, look, you know, who cares if they spy on us without warrants? And then I explain to people, this is used to tyrannize the government itself and keep it in line, the watchers watching the watchers. This is designed to bring in tyranny. People go, oh, well, tyranny's cute and funny. No, it's not cute and funny. It's about stealing your pension funds. It's about oppressing the general public. See, the public was partially sold that, oh, well, this is to fight al-Qaeda. But again, historically, it's all directed at us. This is a foreign group criminally raping and looting our entire society. And so we have to get back to our basic Bill of Rights, which is designed to protect us from falling into tyranny, which 99% of other countries and governments always go into. Look at Mexico, North Korea, Russia, China, all of them. And so, again, liberty isn't just some quaint idea of goody two-shoes. I talk to troops and police who think it's, you know, breaking the rules, violating rights are cute and funny. Those are there to protect you from very evil people getting in control, police, military, and wrecking your society forever. Wayne Madsen comments on solutions.
Well, I'll tell you that, we saw a lot of grassroots politics in this last presidential election. I think the fact that we got a lot of people who normally vote, turned out, registered, voted. We saw a lot of people involved in the campaign, not only Obama's campaign, but other campaigns. But what does that buy us in the end? Obama's keeping Gates in as Secretary of Defense, may keep Hayden in as CIA director. I'm afraid that if that's the kind of grassroots politics, that's the results we get from grassroots politics, all the time and effort and money that was spent on it. Maybe that's not the solution. Maybe what the people in Greece are doing is the solution.
Well, I mean, that's my whole point, is that once you have a military-industrial complex that's bought and paid for by offshore financial criminals who are openly running global Ponzi schemes to not just gain all the wealth but destroy any wealth they don't control, I mean, this is warfare. This is military financial conquest. We're being conquered. And then in case the people try to rightfully, as the Declaration of Independence states, get our government back by any means necessary, they're flaunting and shaking the military and police like a stick in our face, saying, go ahead and start it. But historically, if we do start it, we're probably going to kick their butt. But then that'll wreck the country. I mean, we have madmen going for broke. It's their nature. It's their instinct. And history shows they will do it. The public has to quit judging the world according to their own mindset of, well, I don't want to be a dictator. Well, I don't want to be a control freak. Well, I don't want to put people in FEMA camps. Yes, but powerful people do. That's why they're in power, because they have a taste for it. And there's never enough for these people. Thank you for the call, Leo. Michael in MASH, you're on the air with Wayne Madsen.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Pretty good.
I had a quick question. Not too specific, but I figured you guys would be the best to, answer this. Been studying a lot of the stuff you guys talk about, and I find it all real interesting, real informative, and it's compelled me to make pretty drastic changes in my life. And what I wanted to ask both of you guys is, do you ever find yourself feeling somewhat, isolated in social situations? Like you hear discussions and people are talking, and it's like, oh my God, you're so ignorant that you're completely not even discussing anything that matters. Do you ever find yourself frustrated that it's almost difficult to feel comfortable in a social situation?
Sure, you got a bad phone. I'm going to let you go, but it's a good comment or observation. Wayne, you want to comment on that?
Oh, when you deal like I do every day here in Washington with the so-called mainstream media, the corporate media, and you talk to people about certain issues that are critically important, and they look at you with this glassy stare. They wonder what you've been smoking or where what you're on. That is highly frustrating, because these people are not journalists, they're stenographers. All they do is parrot, what they get in the fax machine from various agencies and law offices, and they don't do what I call shoe leather journalism. They don't get out and talk to people. They don't go investigate things. They don't go up to the National Archives and pull records and the Library of Congress and police files. But that's very frustrating, because you like to think that, you've got some help in trying to expose some of these. Now, there are some good journalists around, but we're not paid very much. And I'll tell you, we live from day to day. We're not working for the ABCs and the MSNBCs and CNNs like these stuffed shirts are.
Well, look, in the final equation, the elite are making a move on us because they know through the pop culture they have conditioned the public to laugh at anybody that cares, to laugh at anybody who gets involved, to make fun of people who are, civically responsible in any way. And so because we are this decadent, giggling, smiling, foolish public, on average, there are a lot of good people, and a lot of folks starting to, wake up out of that delusion. The establishment is now making their move. We can only hope that as things get worse and worse, the people will finally take the time away from ball games and, you know, following the latest fashion to get concerned with what's happening in the world around them. But I don't really feel isolated. I mean, I get thousands of emails a day. I talk to generals. I talk to former intelligence heads. I talk to former presidents. I talk to, you know, high-level members of foreign parliaments from Japan to England, and they're awakening. And I even see the popular culture beginning to awaken to what's happening. And so I see an establishment in crisis. So much of the staging terror attacks and, you know, so much of the fear-mongering and trying to start wars between India and Pakistan, that's in an attempt to keep their order in place and to have their technocracy succeed. But I don't see it succeeding in the end. Wayne Madsen?
Well, I agree. And then, you know, I mean, one of the things here, if you're looking at something, you know, that the mainstream media is ignoring, either willfully or just by accident, is you're always labeled a conspiracy theorist. You know, I get that quite a bit. So people say, oh, hey, what's the latest conspiracy theory? I'll look at these journalists and I'll say, I don't know. Why don't you tell me what the latest coincidence theory is? I mean, the media is bought and paid for, obviously. Anything that does make it to the airwaves or the cable has already been highly vetted, and, you know, we run with it. It's called PAC journalism.
Wayne Madsen's our guest. A few final calls from Bart, Paul, and Mohan when we get back, and then I'm going to get into a huge news blitz when we start. The fourth hour will also be live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Do you take nutritional supplements but don't notice any benefit? The problem is today's supplements contain things like DL-alpha-tocopherol, a synthetic form of vitamin E derived from petroleum, or ferrous fumarate, an inorganic form of iron that can actually damage your body. Many of today's vitamin and mineral supplements are actually stressing your liver and kidneys. Hi, my name is Stephen Heuer, nutritionist. After 30 years of research and nutritional counseling, I've learned how the body works and how to work with it to bring about its healing and Herculean health. Supplements can be a big waste of money if you're taking ineffective ones. So if you suffer from addictions, allergies, fatigue, depression, digestive problems, poor sleep, low libido, cancer, or any affliction, I can help. With my programs, people get positive results in 30 days or less. Call me for a free mini consultation at 888-988-3325. That's a free mini consultation at 888-988-3325.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
Thank you. every move you make, the criminal, illegitimate government openly run and owned by foreign banks will be watching you. Well, we're watching you too, crooks. We're aware of what you're doing. We're going to fight back against you. WadeMadsenReport.com is his website. Mine's Infowars.com. I hope you'll check it out today and buy some of the books and videos there. It's still time the next few days to order the books and videos in time for Christmas and ship them to your friends, your family, your neighbors, and hopefully wake them up, because people are really ready to be awakened to what's happening. Bart in Texas, then we'll try to cram Paul in Germany in. We'll get to Mohan and others in the next hour. Bart, go ahead. You're on the air with Wayne Madsen.
Yes. What I wanted to say is that, you know, you guys talking about Obama and then talking about these massive snoop systems like Echelon and Stellar Wind, it's critically important for people to understand that those are not separate topics. They are both very directly related to the scientific dictatorship, in that they use these systems to monitor trends within the society. That information, like huge amounts of metadata, are then taken and war-gamed in the same computer systems that they used to figure out, you know, nuclear exchanges with the Soviets back in the 80s, and then they project trends. Now, Obama is a trend that they have projected. Over 8 months ago, and I'm not just tooting my horn here, but 8 months ago I predicted on my show there would be an Obama presidency and there would be a new deal. That all came out of reading policy reports out of the Center for Strategic International Studies, Dr. Nye, all these other guys saying, we need an FDR, we need a JFK to revitalize the public support for our system. So, I mean, we have to understand that they are wargaming this information on a mass scale, and they're using that with propaganda systems against
them. I put him on hold. He's not listening to me. Absolutely. It was on record. They said we needed an FDR type to bring people back into believing the government. Notice they're crashing things right as a new president comes in so they can claim he's here to fix it all. Wayne Madsen, in closing, do you agree with his observations?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, this massive amount of data they're collecting, add that to the snooping of our communications. Think about the databases they have access to. This is Big Brother on steroids.
All right, caller, you can call me back sometime and tell me about your predictions. I need to go to another caller, as I promised to go to Paul in Germany before this show ended, this hour ended. Paul in Germany, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I called you on Friday, and you had asked me, since I'm in the Army, what I had heard about troops being deployed to the United States, and I told you I hadn't heard anything in here in Germany. So I pulled out my phone book, and I called some of my old buddies who are still stationed in the U.S., and I've been talking to some of them about what they've heard about it and what they know about it. And I found some really interesting stuff out from them that I'm not sure if you know or not. But apparently everybody who's going to be deployed to the United States is going to be under the command of NORTHCOM. And everybody
yes,
under the command of
that's
NORTHCOM,
all been announced. That's yeah, exactly. What are they saying about it? What do they think?
They're being fed the same stuff that we're being fed. I found online an article in the Army Times about how great it is and how, you know, super it is, and we're going to be doing stuff in the U.S., you know, helping the police, and there's nothing in there about you know, civil unrest or...
Yes, there is. The Army Times says it's for riots, civil unrest. That's in Gates' own report as well.
I must have missed that in the Army Times article that I read, or I'm reading a different one. But they're under the understanding that they're there to help. They're not tracking the whole... the people that I've talked to who I know.
Okay, whatever, man. It's all over the news, so I can't help them, really. So thanks for the call. Appreciate it. All right, Wayne Madsen, I appreciate you coming on the show, and I appreciate you spending time with us. We'll talk to you again soon, my friend.
Good to be with you, Alex.
All right, we'll be live at PrisonPlanet.tv coming up in about 1 minute when we come back into the fourth hour. So please stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.